I'm Eric Carley. We're at the Great American Trucking Show. An old friend of the program is here, a great performer, Jane Denham. Jane, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Eric.
Good to see you. You've been busy since we last talked. Let's talk about your latest music and a new video launching to go with the song.
Yeah, we're launching it for GATS, which was a lot of fun. When I found out I was coming out here, I said to my manager, Stacey, let's release a trucking song and let's have the video ready to blast while we're here so everyone can enjoy what I do for the trucking industry, yeah.
Let's talk about the song.
So the song's called Stacks, all about the old chrome stacks on a truck.
Yeah.
And it's a rockin' country rock track, and it's a lot of fun. We wrote it in Nashville.
Yeah.
So that's been great. And that's been just released on iTunes and streaming and all that jazz. And, yeah, so now
very,
I've got that. That
nice.
Was a week ago, and then the video this weekend. So.
And the video, to go along with this, you were telling me off the air that you filmed both abroad and in the U.S. So New South Wales was where you filmed part of it?
Yeah. So I was lucky to work with a trucking company, Lawrence Livestock Transport. So we were able to get their trucks off the road for a day and filmed because we wanted to do some outback kind of filming as well so the Americans could appreciate the outback Australia and all that. So that's in it. And then, we were thrilled to work with Big Rig Videos to get some footage to add into the video from them to bring some U.S. trucks in. So, yeah, hope everyone will enjoy it. And we filmed it in New South Wales. And then my part was in a studio in the city of Sydney. So,
Very nice. What's it like to put a song like that together? I mean, that's got to be, aside just from the video, just putting the music together, because we're talking about upbeat, has a rockin' feel, real driving tune.
Yeah, absolutely.
What is the energy that you bring to that? Where's that inspiration coming from?
Yeah, well, with my rocky sort of tracks, I have some ballads that are trucking songs and obviously the rock ones. And with Addicted to the Diesel was the song that went to number one across Australia for me, which was great to have a trucking song on number one in country music.
Right.
But the one thing when I wrote that song, I wanted it to be the sort of song that kept truck drivers awake.
Yeah.
And so, again, that's what I kind of keep in mind. What's going to make them go, yeah, come on, I can do this. And
right.
So Stacks was definitely in that zone again. And I got to write it with my producer, Brian White, in Nashville, and another guy, Phil Barton. So it was so much fun. We just get creative and write a song. And I think it's been fun because all the Nashville writers are like, there's this chick that keeps coming over from Australia and wants to write trucking songs with us. So it's been fun working with, the best songwriters in America, in Nashville, are wanting to work with me. And so hopefully everyone will like the songs because I'm absolutely wrapped with the songs. So.
Yeah, wow, that's great.
The album
great.
Comes out next year, but the singles just popped out now. So,
And what's the feedback been? I mean, you've been all over the world performing and, of course, at truck shows with us for drivers. What is that feedback like from your fans and from your new fans?
Yeah, well, I never thought I'd ever leave Australia, to be honest. It was kind of one of those things that happened, and then the next minute I'm signed to management here in America, and then the next minute I'm invited to GATS, which was the first time, last year was the first time I'd ever come to America.
Right.
So to sing what I, to, do what I do.
Right.
And so it's just been overwhelming to just see the response. They're like, you're from Australia and you sing trucking songs. Awesome. So now it's weird a year later to come back and everyone knows me now. I've met so many awesome people, different companies, all that sort of stuff, and they appreciate what I'm doing. And I feel like my role is to write songs to bring awareness to the trucking industry, but also, just let everyone have a bit of fun listening to a trucking song.
Nice. So what's next? I mean, it's watching you perform on stage sometimes wear me out. I mean, it really is almost literally breathtaking. But it's, knowing that that's coming from that real passion for what you do and relating to drivers through the music and everything else. So what's next for 2017? What's beyond 2018? You mentioned the album's coming up. There will be a tour surrounding the album?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's something we're really excited about putting together next year, is to be able to come back and not only do truck shows, but, get out there and do what I do on the road, because like you say, entertainment for me is my favorite part. Once I get on stage, that's where I really shine. So that's where I like to be. So I'm looking forward to that. And also, we're not sure. Probably release it both here and in Australia at different times, which will be fun. You know, see what happens, but that'll be good.
Sure.
Yeah. To do both countries.
What's it like to put a collection of music like together in, you know, and as you're kind of going in and then choosing those songs to be a part of, you know, the bigger package there, as opposed to releasing a single. What is that process like? And can it, you know, can it be challenging whittling it down to a certain number?
Yeah, well, it's funny, actually. I heard once, I didn't realize that a friend of mine who's a successful artist in Australia, he did a similar thing. What I do is I come up with the title of the album and then I kind of work around that. So the last album was called Renegade. Yeah. So every song, whether it was a ballad, whether it was a country rock song, it sort of needed to be under that umbrella.
Okay.
So it's the same with this album. It's been really fun because I had the title about 2 years ago.
Right.
I'm like, that's going to be my next album, but I won't reveal it yet.
Yes.
But, yeah, we've got four trucking songs on the new album because I don't just do trucking songs, but
right.
I always
right.
Definitely smash some on there for everyone. So,
sure.
Yeah, so that's kind of how I choose. I sort of have a sound that I want to have happen on that record. And, yeah, I'm really excited about the new sound. And to also record in Nashville was a big thing for me because it is very different. You wouldn't actually believe it, but it is a different sound. So, and I was really honored to record the album at Jay DeMarcus's house from Rascal Flatts.
Wow.
And he played on the record.
Nice.
So that was
nice.
A really like, what the heck? What am I doing here?
I love
it. And the best bit was he really liked the music. So that was even cool. Because,
yeah,
you know, people
yeah.
like that don't have to say anything. So
right.
he's like, is that you? When we were playing the demos, I'm like, yeah. And he goes, this is really cool. I'm like, thanks.
Yeah. I love it. You know, the energy, like I said, the energy comes from somewhere. That comes from, you know, that work that you have put into your mm-hmm. craft, what you do, that artistry is on display, but I mean, it's clear that you've done the work. It's not just somebody running out on stage, you know, and which would be my case, you know, going, oh, I'm going to hope for the best. It is about the work. You know, I saw a video with Joe Bonamassa the other day, great guitar player, one of the premier blues guitarists, but he talked about that, his collection of guitars, and he said, but the collection doesn't mean anything except to me. What, mm-hmm. what means something is, can you, where's the work that
yeah.
goes into that?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of got on this thing with road-worn Strats on social media the other day about, you know, people sanding down a Fender Stratocaster and calling it road-worn. No. It's got to be road-worn. You know what
yes,
I mean? You got to
sure.
do the work,
sure.
you know? And
yeah.
and so that's the whole idea is that when you're on stage, it's
mm-hmm.
clear you've done the work.
Mm.
And now,
mm.
you know, it's
Thanks.
Coming together. You know, and I can't wait. What other things do you, I mean, want to accomplish in the music? I mean, is your list, you mentioned
mm-hmm.
having a title for this album
mm-hmm.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, is your list, does it keep growing all the time?
Yeah, it's funny. As an artist, it's such full of highs and lows and, you know, what's next and is
yeah.
this going to work? Isn't it going to work? You know, things that you think might work don't. And other songs like, I remember my very first truckin' song, nearly 11 years ago we released it, never having a clue it was going to take off as much as it did. And, you know, people could think, oh, wow, you've come up with this really great marketing idea. I'm like, I had no marketing idea. I just wrote a song about a girl that drove a truck.
Right.
And so, yeah, that's just, I think, you know, what you do is you just keep moving forward and go with, you know, as it sometimes like my manager and I kind of laugh because half the time we go, so what's the plan? And we're like, I don't know, let's just keep going. And you sort of have a loose
right,
plan,
right.
but often things happen that you just never expect. You know,
yeah.
you get an invitation to here, which then you get an invitation to there. And, you know, so, yeah, it's quite a journey, but you always go into those things like, you know, what am I doing? Am I going to do another album? Am I,
right.
you know, you kind
right,
of
right.
have those, because you're an artist.
And,
it's
and
like,
that's
am
the thing.
Am I going to paint another great painting? Like,
yeah. because
I know it's weird to think that, but.
But you're
that's
doing
artist.
The work. You're doing what you're designed to do. The planning part
yeah.
of it, you know,
yeah.
is probably, well, I think to a large degree, secondary. The
yes.
point is to create it. And then go
and
out
make
and.
Make sure it's great.
There you
that's
go.
That's the other thing. Like, I
yeah.
think even with our country music channel back in Australia, he said, this will be my 13th video clip and every video has gone into the top 30 on the Country Music Channel in Australia. And he said, oh, I don't even need to know. I know when you deliver a video, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah,
like,
right.
And I think, well, that's probably the biggest compliment because it means I'm keeping the excellence level at a level that I, you know, I hope I can always keep it at.
You're doing the work.
You know, if we get a Jane Denham album, you hope that it's going to be a great album, you know.
Yeah, I'm doing the work.
And
that's it, and it shows. And I know that we're blessed to have you here at Red Eye and at Truck Shows because we know there are great things ahead. And we just hope that when you look back, you'll remember all those guys from that radio program.
Well, you don't realize how significant Red Eye Radio is for me because it was actually you guys that invited me to perform at your stage last year, and that's how I came to America. It was all because of that. So don't worry, I'll never forget where I started. I promise.
We'll hold you to that, but always exciting to see you work and to hear new music. And where can they see the video, by the way, if they make it to Gats?
Yeah, sure. Jump on YouTube. It's on my Vevo channel. It's just put in Jane Denham Stacks in YouTube, and it'll be there.
Wow. Jane, great talking to you. We continued success. Can't wait for the rest of the album next year.
Thanks,
and I know you'll bring it to us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.